This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And I also want to tell everybody that you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, getting a lot of growth over there. And don't forget, MeWe, Parler, Gab, Getter, True Social, Twitter, and on Instagram, at Captain's America. It's Captain's America, Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all lowercase, all one word. And our website, too, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us tonight from the frozen tundra, and I know it is because I've been watching the temperatures up there, the frozen tundra up there in Michigan is none other than Roland Edwards. Oh, I waited all week to do that.
Good morning.
It's that too. All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it. Say goodnight now. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. Okay, there they go. Gee whiz. All right.
It's 40 degrees where I'm at.
I know, and it's 70 where I'm at, and I'll take my 70. Thank you. Okay, now, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And there's a whole bunch of people that sure as hell don't want you to know that, but we're just letting the secret out of the bag. Okay there, Mr. Ron. New York City, my old stomping grounds. New York City. The mayor, Eric Adams, on Friday declared a migrant surge is now a state of emergency in New York, which will cost the city about $1 billion, with a B.
Well, that's true, but, it's been an emergency throughout the republic for quite a long time. And remember, it wasn't him, but it was his predecessor, Mayor de Blasio, who said that New York City is a sanctuary city,
sure,
and Chicago and San Francisco and many other places. And so they welcomed. They said, oh, bring them on in, because they were defying Trump, the drill. And so now they're coming, but they're not so happy they're coming. And I'm glad he's not happy, thank God. But he's got to help push against this madness, because the problems they're having is a drop in the bucket. I mean, a tiny drop in the bucket compared to the hell, the literal hell that the small towns in Texas on the border there have been facing, in
sure.
Arizona, New Mexico, etc. So wake up, Mr. Adams, and look at the problem overall and join in the effort to stop this madness.
And if it wasn't for the fact that Texas wasn't a big-time oil-producing state and they had an influx of money and a reserve of money to be able to do what they're doing, they wouldn't be able to take care of what they've got going on right now.
Yes, and it would even be a lot worse. And it's still hell on earth for those ranchers and other citizens down there who are being plundered. Their property is being ruined. And I'll never forget a few years ago when they took me down to the border in Arizona. And I thought, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. This is a dump here. This isn't the border. This is a dump. Those so-called migrants are bringing over tons and tons of garbage, and what they're leaving behind, and the thing that I saw was not a sight to behold, but it was horrible.
I have to say good morning to Sondi up in Wisconsin, good friend of the show. She says, and I quote, "It is literally freezing cold here in Wisconsin." I'll bet.
Yeah, well, I just pray that the heating systems will be working all winter, no thanks to Joe Biden.
Yeah, and the fuels. We can't use kerosene. We can't use diesel. Oh, by the way, would you like to know what's delivering the supplies down in the hurricane zone in Florida?
Oh, they're using petrol.
Diesel-powered trucks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Yep, with a range of 600 miles on the tanks. That's why they're doing it. Yep. And by the way, they're having a rash of electric car fires down there because they get the water, and the batteries can't handle the water, and they catch fire.
And guess what else is going to happen, Captain? Come wintertime, the idiots, I mean, the people that buy them in places like Cleveland or Detroit or Chicago or New York, guess what's going to happen? You know that batteries do not work as efficiently or as well when the weather gets cold.
Nope. They'll have to put a blanket around the battery. A blinky for the battery. All right, well, we got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to finish with this. OPEC Plus has made a bunch of cuts, and right away gasoline is 25, 30 cents a gallon higher right where I'm at than what it was earlier in the week. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. By the way, this is the beginning of the end for the Democratic Party come the midterms because this is not going away.
You know what? You may think I'm crazy for saying this, but I'm glad they told him yet. I'm glad they said no and that they cut it because, Captain, we have more oil than they do in the Middle East.
Sure.
We have everything.
And our oil's here, not in the Middle East.
Absolutely. So this is something that is going to force the American people to make the right choice. We can take care of ourselves.
Yep. Hold that thought. We don't have to go anywhere. Hang on there. We'll put you on hold. All right. And we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards from the Ron Edwards Show. Don't go nowhere, no how. And by the way, Frank Silvato is going to take us to break. So have at it, Mr. Frank.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Recently, when the struggling Vice President Kamala Harris stated that Hurricane Ian victims should receive aid based upon skin color or race, I was reminded of how stupid says what stupid thinks. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Of course, quickly realized how you just can't make this stuff up about how insanely lowbrow leftists like Vice President Kamala Harris really are. Then I happened to come across a great response from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who wrote, quote, "Hurricanes do not target people based on the color of their skin. Hurricanes do not discriminate, and neither should the federal government giving aid to people suffering from the devastation of Hurricane Ian. Is your husband's life worth less because he is white, Kamala?" Unquote. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's statement and question for Crazy Kamala is a perfectly logical response to the ridiculously retarded proposal for the distribution of aid to the victims of Hurricane Ian. I'm Ron Edwards. Find out where to tune into the Ron Edwards American Experience talk show. Go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And, not to forget about, what I'm about to do here. Now, you know, you heard me tell you about how much I like iced coffee. And boy, do I like iced coffee. And I found Constitutional Grounds by accident. It was actually sent to me to try as a sample. And I like it. And it's a delicious hot air roasted coffee that is smoother, richer, healthier, and has a whole lot less acid in it than most other coffees. And that's what kills me about coffee is the acid. I'd love to drink it, but the acid likes me more. So I got this Constitutional Grounds coffee, and I make it into iced coffee. And I'm going to give it a little test right here to see. Oh, boy. That is so good. Oh, God. Nothing better at 3:30 in the morning or thereabouts than a cup of iced coffee. So, all you got to do to find out where to get this is to go to the website, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com, and make your purchase there, Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And why, Mr. Announcer Guy, do they want to do that, sir?
Because Constitutional Grounds Coffee is the coffee you want in your cup.
Where have I heard that before? Where have I heard that before? You're absolutely right. And it's good. It's doggone good. By the way, it makes great gifts. You know, we're coming up on Christmas time and whatnot, so you might want to put that on your Christmas list. And if you've got a coffee drinker in the house, try giving them that. See what happens, right?
It's a great stocking stuffer. So
easy for you to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me say that 10 times.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You can sound like Kamala Harris.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, I love the way you said her name.
Kamala.
Yeah. Yeah, Kamala. Yeah, okay. Let's go back to what we were talking about here, because we're getting screwed, blued, and tattooed again with the oil. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away until we get this clown bunch that's in Congress to hell out. The Democrats that created all this to begin with, that went along with Joe Biden, biggest mistake that was ever made. Anybody that bought into that, well, we're going to go green, we're going to use less oil, we aren't going to need it because we're going to have batteries to go everywhere we need to go. We're going to have electric airplanes. We're going to have electric trucks. We're going to have electric boats. Everything's going to be electric. Toodle-la-la-la-la.
See, that's one of the biggest lies that mankind has ever told.
No kidding.
It's not going to work. Like we said before the break, in wintertime, batteries don't work that well. And it's very inefficient. You've got to wait for hours to recharge your car. And the worst thing of all, for all of the greens, the evergreen people, the batteries are the most polluting thing that mankind has ever made. When you bury those batteries in the earth, guess what happens, Captain? You know this.
I do.
The earth is killed off. Kills everything, the microbes and everything, and it's dead. And if you don't believe me, check out the huge, they call them battery cemeteries in France. And where they buried those batteries, it's totally dead.
Well, they found a new place to bury batteries. Did you hear about it?
Where?
High water in Florida. They've had electric cars that have been parked because they can't discharge them, and the batteries are exploding because the water meets up with the batteries, and that creates this reaction. And after a certain period of time, whenever they decide to go, the battery goes kaboom. That's it. End of story.
You know, I hate this. I hate the fact that these people have lost money in investing in these things, but I'm glad it's happening now before it becomes totally nationwide and everything, and people start seeing the horrors of utilizing battery-operated cars, and maybe more people will rise up and refuse to buy them. That's all we have to do, Captain, say no and don't purchase them.
Market
will die.
Just remember the rule of thumb in the fire department. Electricity and water doesn't match.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Yep. All right. Well, China is practicing using civilian car ferries, these great big funny-looking huge square ships where they load hundreds and hundreds of cars inside them to invade Taiwan.
Well, with Australia continuing to monitor Chinese naval activity around the Taiwan borders, they noticed a recurring trend. This has been going on for over a year, with Chinese civilian RO ferries observed carrying military equipment, including tanks, armored land vehicles, and ambitious assault vehicles. And this has been building up, like I said, for a year. But the thing is, see, look at the time of this happening. For a year, China recognizes, as does the entire planet, the weakness of the current administration of the United States of America. And this is the opportune time for nations like China to do whatever the heck they want to do. And so this is what's going on. And so it's a terrible situation. We're not even militarily strong enough, in my opinion, to defend Taiwan if China decides to just bogart and go into there.
Yep.
We've depleted so much of our military by kissing the backside of that dictator, that lunatic in Ukraine, and just giving it away to the billions and billions of dollars of our needed military equipment to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in a precarious position, Captain.
Now, Barnard College, which is a little small college in the middle of nowhere, is going to offer medication abortions for students.
Well, that'd be the United States Supreme Court decided to push the decision concerning abortions back to the states and to the people, which it should be. The college decided to double down on its commitment, its leftist-oriented commitment to students. Their so-called health and well-being, I never understood how killing babies has anything to do with health and well-being unless it's saving the life of a mother, which is less than 1% of all cases, by the way. In a statement published recently, Barnard said that it intends to offer medication abortion to its students after ensuring campus health care providers are prepared and trained by the fall of 2023. And I wonder who's going to be paying for that.
Yeah, I know who's going to be paying for it, us.
Yep, there you go. And these left-wing universities that are supposed to be proponents of education and enriching the minds of young people, not death,
yeah.
Not inculcating the concept of death in the minds of young Americans like this.
Yeah.
This is, in my opinion, this is awful, Captain.
Listen, we got another Democratic governor, playing word games. New York State is safe. New York City is safe. It's one of the safest places on the planet Earth to be. Really? What am I missing?
Well, it's safe for criminals, illegals, who are also criminals. Yeah, if you're a thug, it's very safe. Because you won't get harmed by the police. If civilians go after you for jumping on someone, the civilian will get in trouble more so than the thug. So, yeah, it's very safe for thugs, but unsafe for law-abiding citizens. I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen all these videos about people getting clocked, stabbed, and shot in the New York subway
system. And beaten unmercifully behind these convenience store counters.
And what drove me crazy is when I saw that one video where that woman was just beaten so badly until she fell behind.
Yep. Yep.
Man, that's so evil.
All right. Well, I got the music coming in here, so I'll have to let you go. In the meantime, we'll be talking to you next week. Have yourself a great weekend and put another log in the fire tonight.
Absolutely. Be blessed.
Take care. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, of course, you just heard an Edwards Notebook, so we shall return with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is continuing to send supplies to areas hit hard by Hurricane Ian. DeSantis says hundreds of miles of roadways have been cleared in areas of southwest Florida to help the recovery process speed up.
We've had fuel in southwest Florida. It's been phenomenal. People were able to get their fuel.
DeSantis again thanking all the volunteers for their help. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha, tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, there's also something else. They're going to be at our event here in Tampa on the 16th, coming up in just next Sunday. And I'm going to be at their table a fair amount of time. And I will have the honor of introducing you to a three-star general, former superintendent of the United States Military Academy in West Point. Fine gentleman. He was there from 2001 to 2007. Looking forward to having you meet him and his staff there on the 16th. Now, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, because we're going to be picking up where we left off. And don't forget, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, get started with a three-week quick start, and you'll find out what it is that it does. All natural, no narcotics of any kind. It simply works with the problem that you have in terms of pain or muscle aches or whatever. It simply works. That's the only way I can describe it. I know of no other way. It's worked for me for well over 8 years. Okay, here we go. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What do you think about Senator Chuck Grassley, who's come out and said that he will not support Lindsey Graham's 15-week abortion ban?
Well, it's quite interesting. You know, obviously the abortion issue is very controversial. It's certainly emotional. The Supreme Court decision, which returned it back to the states, was, I think, the right one in terms of a legal issue. But what happens, though, especially when Lindsey Graham came up with this, one questions some of the political timing of it because of the backlash that is going on right now. And simply is it's given the Democrats a lot of fodder. I see the campaign commercials all the time for it.
Now, the New York Times has come out and said that the Department of Justice believes that Donald Trump still has additional documents that they were not able to locate. Do you believe that?
Well, I got to tell you, sometimes you don't know what to believe. I would think not, but because they raided the whole place. They went through Melania Trump's
They took everything.
For goodness sake. Yeah, exactly. So if that would be hard-pressed, you'd be hard-pressed to believe that they left something, some stone unturned, when their orders were to take everything they could possibly find all over the place. So, you know, it's one of those things where you don't know what to believe. And are they continuing to try to make this a thing, because it's supposed to be a thing in the news. It's supposed to be a thing that makes the midterms harder for the Republicans to win, because, Captain, don't you think if they would have found these documents and had something to really pin on Trump at this point, we'd be hearing about indictments and not just more, maybe there's more documents there.
You know where my mind just went when you said it's a thing?
Yeah.
It just went to the song. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
What you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't tell you to sock it to. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. No, but that's the thing. They have to make it into this ongoing drip, drip, drip.
Mm-hmm.
Gives late night comedians a chance to continue with that, and so on and so forth. It doesn't seem like it's a regular investigation. Like somebody did something wrong, they investigate it, and they issue an indictment.
So the word MAGA means Make America Great Again, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, the MAGA Incorporated Senate ads are now running full-time in Pennsylvania and Ohio.
Well, right. Well, the notion, of course, is what was making America great. What makes America great is the opportunity.
It wasn't Joe Biden.
It wasn't Joe Biden, but it's independence. It's our energy independence. It's our ability to conduct foreign policy through strength. All these things make America great. The left has tried to turn it into some kind of racist, Hitlerian sort of a chant or something like that. It's far from that. It's nothing like that.
No.
But, of course, they want to demonize anybody who understands what makes America great. And, by the way, and I will say this briefly, America is great for all kinds of different people who come from different backgrounds and different ethnicities. That's what it's about, red, white, and blue. It's not about any other thing than that.
Well, America is great because of its people.
Right, absolutely.
Yep.
And so the far left trying to set people against one another simply because they have a different skin color is abominable.
Yeah, now Republicans are pushing now for the Supreme Court rulings in Arizona and the swing state poll workers out there, which is something which I think they probably are going to get before the midterms. What do you think?
It's very possible, yes, very possible. We're only 30 days away as of this morning, so it could be.
Now, something else that came out yesterday, and it's about time we heard about this. The U.S. is aiming to hobble the Chinese chip industry with some sweeping export rules where they won't be able to send those things hardly anywhere.
Yeah, playing hardball for real on this. Absolutely.
No, it's more than hardball.
It's a 100-mile-an-hour pitch coming right at you, I think.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And by the way, the RNC chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, said that she believes that voters know what's at stake in the midterms as Republicans are expanding their lead now on the generic congressional ballot. They are now up to a solid 4-point lead.
Well, right. I actually heard Newt Gingrich speaking to this concept, basically. And, you know, especially in states like California, it's pretty skewed in terms of how voters might respond in polls and so forth. But once you get outside of California, just like when you get outside of California and drive through the highways and byways, you're going to see Trump flags, or you're going to see anti-Biden flags, or stuff like that. It's a very different country out there than some elites on the coasts believe it to be. So, yes, I do believe that in the generic ballot, you're going to see some pretty big moves here.
Okay, I'll go with that. So if you were a fly on the wall in the White House and Joe Biden walked in with Vladimir Putin, what would you be listening for?
I don't know if Biden would look over at Putin and say nobody, you know, with a Biden, like he said to the mayor down there in Fort Myers. I doubt he'd be quite as tough. I think that you'd be listening for whether or not, and in all seriousness, you'd be listening for whether or not Vladimir Putin believes that Joe Biden has the resolve to stand up against him in order to turn this whole thing off. And Joe Biden should be saying to Putin, you have to turn this off, and not talk about nuclear war and all this other kind of stuff. But there's got to be ways, diplomatic ways, for Joe Biden to make his point on this.
Well, here's what I think I would hear. Hey, Vladdy, am I doing a pretty good job for you, helping out there? Isn't that worth another $10
million? Well, but
that's what I would expect to hear.
Yeah, well, quite frankly, I think that the Biden administration just loves the idea that they sit around demonizing Putin all day. Putin's not a good guy, but I think that they are more than willing to use the concept of a Vladimir Putin bad guy way across the ocean in Russia, that is the reason for all of our problems. And whereas Vladimir Putin is the reason for a lot of problems, he's not the reason for all of our problems.
Yep.
And we can solve a lot of our problems,
yep.
And it has nothing to do with Vladimir Putin.
So I got a question for you. The question is, can a Cornhusker become a Gator? Now, by that I mean Senator Ben Sasse, Republican senator of Nebraska, reportedly will resign his post by the end of the year to become the new president of the University of Florida in Gainesville. So can a Cornhusker become a Gator?
Well, I guess only time will tell. Only time will tell.
You don't want to screw with the Gator Nation. You do not want to screw with the Gator Nation, I'll tell you that. You talk about people that are sworn to allegiance. They're the ones.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's see. Where's my clock here? All right, we should be coming up on the break, and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brings us back in there. Kyle will be back with me. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. So we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. More coming in your general direction.
News breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I woke up angry, I stayed up late, I cursed the sunshine, and I cursed my fate. Bam, bang, boom, oh, Caroline, Caroline. You saved my soul, dear girl, you eased my worried mind.
You know who one of the singers is, right, Dion?
Dion, that's right.
Bang, bang, boom. Who's the guy you're shaking on this guitar right here? Who's this?
That's Billy Gibbons, man.
From ZZ Top.
That's right.
And they got it going. I mean, they have got it going. Bang, bang, or bam, bang, boom. There you go. Bam, bang, boom.
That's right.
All righty. Well, I'm going to turn over to you to ask you what's going on out west. Doesn't look like a whole heck of a lot, except for maybe. Looks like we're going to get our first taste of winter up there in Washington State and possibly the mountains of Oregon.
Well, that's right. You know, we've got some cooler temperatures right now in Wyoming, and this is coming over from where it's been being really it's really dropping, of course, in the Midwest, Nebraska, and so forth. That you'll be telling our listeners about here in a moment. But we've got a frost advisory that's all up and down I-25, and this is going to go down from Casper all the way to Cheyenne. Right now in Cheyenne, it's reading 34 degrees. Casper is checking in at 38 degrees, so the temperatures are falling, and the thermometer in Thermopolis, Wyoming, is checking in right now at 40 degrees. You've also got temperatures in the 40s all throughout Montana right now as well. And, of course, you've also got rain on the map tonight. We definitely still have some rain in New Mexico. This is going to be now south of Santa Fe, a little bit east of Albuquerque. You've still got rain coming down I-25. This is now going to be near a place called Truth or Consequences in New Mexico, and then also near Silver City. And if you're coming west out of Las Cruces, you're definitely going to encounter the rain on I-10 as you head over towards Deming. And then Roswell, New Mexico, as we like to say, alert to alien spacecraft, you've got rain as well. So be careful out there this weekend.
All righty. Well, here we go. Cold, yep, you betcha, from Wyoming into South Dakota, over into Nebraska, northwestern Colorado, over into the northern part of Kansas, all the way across over through Missouri, through most of Illinois, most of Indiana, most of Ohio, most of Kentucky, most of West Virginia, the northern part of the northwestern part of North Carolina, and the mountainous areas, including all of the central part of Tennessee, to include Nashville up and down I-65 and across about a 50-mile stretch of I-40. You've got a freeze warning. You've got a frost warning through all of those areas. Take your pick. Doesn't really matter much when it's in the 30s and the upper 20s in some of those areas right now. Now, I will tell you that this is the first really blast of winter that they've got, and there is in amongst all of this a little bit of moisture that seems to be interjoined down in the mountains of Carolina, so be careful there. I'm not sure what's going on there, but there could be a little bit of frost or ice on the road there, because that's what happens to these temperatures. It doesn't just go away. It settles in on the bridges, so you might have some problems over there tonight for sure. Now, moving over into Virginia, going up and down I-81, you most definitely have very cold temperatures from the North Carolina area and from southern Virginia all the way up to West Virginia and right there to the base of Pennsylvania. You've got some fog, Chesapeake Bay down along the Carolina coast as well. And then in the last hour, we picked up a lot of frost advisories, frost warnings, that is, for, let's see, this would be for Allentown, over through Poughkeepsie, that away into Connecticut. That's I-84 over to I-91 and I-93 and Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, all the way up to the border with Nova Scotia. You definitely have got some very cold temperatures up in there. Now, not to be outdone, parts of upstate New York, way up on the Canadian border, where you've got some cold temperatures up there tonight. So that's what it's looking like. Be careful, and we do have what will become a hurricane today named Julia, which will be down there in Mexico. It will not be affecting the United States yet, may not affect us at all. So for the time being, we're in the clear. So Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then, by the way, your show at KyleWarrenShow.com, that all works really good for us. So you have yourself a good weekend, and we will be talking to you.
Sounds good.
All right. Whoops. There you go. So we appreciate that very much. And thanks again, Kyle, for what you're doing. All right. Joining us on the telephone line right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What was that picture you sent me? I didn't quite pick it up.
Actually, it's a video. There's two of them. And a truck bomb has hit the bridge that connects Crimea to Russia.
Oh, boy.
And part of the bridge has, in fact, collapsed. The fire is out, but one elevated part of the bridge was completely on fire in one section, and another section, the lower section, has collapsed into the water.
Hmm. So they're either trying to keep somebody in or somebody out.
Well, both, actually. So,
What do you think? What do you think? You think they're blaming it?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've been watching several channels on this one. Associated Press reported it. Wall Street Journal has reported it. It's quite the act of destruction.
Yeah, well, again, with what's going on over there, with what Putin had to say. And by the way, we now know that Putin is getting some pushback from some of his insiders there in Russia. That can't be very healthy.
Well, he's been getting it for quite some time. And in some cases, he's had these people arrested. And these are people that work in his government, work for him directly. And it's been going on for several months.
Huh. If you were flying a wall, would you say these people that get arrested aren't going to be seen again?
That generally happens in China, not so much in Russia.
Okay. All right, because there's a lot of, I mean, Vladimir is in the news here for all the wrong reasons again. And he's here mentioned at least a half a dozen times. Let's say Putin confronted by insider over Ukraine. Putin likely to limit possible tactical nuke strike to military compound. White House says no need to change a strategic nuclear posture because of Putin's words. I mean, we'll talk about this more on the other side, but he's making a lot of noise lately. So hold on. Hang right in there. I'll be right back to you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And we shall return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere. No how. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.